Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Latte of Heaven.
To be with you this evening. If you are on the East Coast, if you're on the West Coast, happy afternoon. If you're in Australia, good morning. Wherever you are in the world, happy, happy vibes. I want to apologize if it's a little noisy or if you have trouble hearing me. I'm actually doing the show live from a coffee shop because I've been doing readings all day long, and I had to basically give my phone a little more juice, and it's raining right now, so I had to come inside. So if it's noisy, that's why, but I love the energy in here, and it's actually really fitting because tonight I want to talk about energy and energy healing. I've actually been getting a lot of requests lately for medical intuitive readings, but the focus on physical energy, and so I thought that would be a great topic for the show tonight. But before I get into that, I wanted to let you know that this weekend I'm definitely doing some filming for Psychic in Your Pocket, so there'll be new videos out. This weekend it's on the agenda, and today has been such an incredible day. I've done mediumship readings, I've done psychic readings, I've done medical intuitive readings, I did one past life reading, and I actually did an animal communication reading. That's actually been happening more recently as well. And I love communicating with animals, both those that are still here and those that are in spirit. And I do medical intuitive readings for animals as well. So if you have a furry friend or a furry baby that needs some attention, you can definitely look up my information for that. And actually, animals work very strongly on helping us as humans heal as well because they're so giving of their energy, and their chakra points are quite similar to ours too. So sometimes they're used as the healers as well for us here in the human form. So they're definitely a component of energy healing that I'll talk to you a little bit about. And I know a lot of you have started listening to my dear friend Heather Tobin's new show that addresses animals and the magic ability that they have to connect with us and the magic of the messages that they have about unconditional love and how sometimes they're misunderstood. So if you haven't checked out her show, please do. It's absolutely amazing, and she's a dear, love friend of mine. I just love her to pieces, and for those of us that are animal lovers, you'll fall in love with her show as well. I just wanted to say that because I recently got to listen to one of the shows she did, and I was just so moved by the energy, and just I learned so much from listening to her because she is so knowledgeable about how animals connect with us and how amazing they are. She's also on this network of radio shows, so you can find her on the same website as you can find me, and Mark will be generous enough to give that out a little bit later in the show. But I definitely wanted to start with that. And I had the most amazing experience today. actually doing a medical intuitive reading with a lady that she's been having some physical ailments for quite some time, and she's been to every specialist that you can think of, and they haven't been able to figure out what is going on. But the one thing that was happening consistently is that her cat was actually laying on her body in the area of her body that was giving her issues, which was actually the lower hip area. So the cat definitely could vibe and feel what was going on in the body. So what I actually did remotely was I connected with her cat's energy and spoke to her cat, and her cat was able to communicate through symbols and images that I got in the third eye what was going on with the owner. And so I was able to help that way. And it was just a beautiful example of how we don't actually have to be in the physical space of the person that we're reading for. And so when you're sending healing or you're sending love or positive thoughts, they definitely get to where they need to go. Certainly, I'll point to it. I've been working a lot also with my students in terms of working with the aura. And, of course, the aura is the energy field that holds all our chakra points. And energetically, when we are doing healing, that's mainly what we're working on, is the different points in the aura. And so often, because it's a new year, people have been asking me, how can I feel more connected or how can I be spiritually healthier? So one of the things that you can do in order to enhance the new year and to feel more spiritually connected is to learn more about your aura. And if you Google that word or look it up in any bookstore, you'll find a ton of things. But there's a lot of things on the internet that explain it very briefly. And the aura is what you work with if you're doing mediumship, if you're interested in animal communication, you're working with the animal's aura. So the aura is like the instrument that you need to fine-tune no matter what your goal is in terms of feeling a spiritual connection. And one of the practices that I do in order to prepare me for readings and just to feel more connected is to do a chakra balancing technique. And I know many of you have heard of chakra balancing. It's become a little more mainstream, which I'm really happy about. But this is one technique that I use that really works, and you can do it rather quickly. So I thought I'd just go through that with you guys really quickly, just to give you an extra tool for your spiritual toolbox. And what you would do is actually close your eyes where you're sitting, as long as, of course, you're not in motion or driving. Close your eyes and plant your feet comfortably on the ground or, you know, on the floor, wherever you are, and just sit in a really comfortable position, almost as if you were going to do a meditation. Now, usually for this, I don't recommend that you lie down, because you want to open the chakras and connect more. And sometimes if we lie down, it can cause us to fall into sleep mode. And so when you don't want that to happen, you would try to do it in a sitting position or even standing. I sometimes do this technique in the shower in the morning just to get me ready for the day, and also at the end of the day just to clean my chakras and feel more aligned before going to sleep. Because if we cleanse our energy before going to sleep, we'll have a more peaceful sleep. And for those of us that get messages during dreams or would like to get messages through dreams, it's important to give your chakras a little bit of attention before going to sleep as part of your sleep regimen or preparing for sleep. So what you would do is sit comfortably or stand comfortably, plant your feet comfortably on the ground, close your eyes, and then you would want to start with the root chakra, which is anywhere below the below, like your genital area, is where the root chakra starts. and the root chakra resonates with the color red. And so with the root chakra, you'd want to visualize red light going into this area, and the chakras are shaped in a circle. So I usually like to visualize circular light, like a cylinder, going into that area, and it's all the way from your feet, again, up to like where the tailbone would be, is the root chakra. And so you close your eyes and take a nice deep breath in, and then slowly release that breath and just visualize a red cylinder light going into that area of your body. And that would be filling your root chakra. And then once you've been able to do that, and you don't have to fully visualize what you're doing, but just get a sense of it. You can listen to this again, or as you're studying a little bit more about the chakras, just try to remember the color that resonates with it. So let's take a few seconds to just visualize that red light going into that area. And then once you've done that, and I apologize if I'm going too quickly, but I just want to be able to get through it for you so you can listen to it again or put it into practice every day. You'd visualize the next chakra point, which is the sacral chakra point. And that the color that resonates with the sacral chakra point is orange. That bright, beautiful orange kind of coral color that's really become popular recently. And that, it starts where the genitalia would be, or the reproductive organs, just below the stomach. And again, you would take a deep breath in. And then release that slowly and comfortably. And visualize an orange cylinder or circular light going into that area. And usually I like to visualize the chakras the size of like the opening of a cup, like your typical paper cup, or sometimes the size of a chocolate chip cookie. And just visualize a cylinder light going into an area about that size. And then the next chakra point, which is the third one, is the solar plexus. And that's just above the sacral, and that is where your belly button would be, or your navel. And the color that resonates with this chakra is yellow. And it's that bright yellow, like a lemon. And again, you would visualize an energy point about the size of a cup or the size of a cookie, and visualize the cylinder yellow light going into this energy point. And this chakra point, I give quite a bit of attention because it's actually our strongest energy point for giving out energy and taking energy in. That's why people tend to have a lot of stomach issues when they're upset or other things are going on. That would be why. So it's very often that this area needs extra attention. So you really want to visualize that sunlight, that yellow beam going into this area of your body in the beginning of the day and also at night if you can. Then continuing up, the next one is the heart chakra. And the color that resonates with the heart chakra is actually green. And green is the color for healing as well. So whenever we do any kind of healing, there's usually some work to be done on the heart chakra, and that's why it's green. And it would literally be where the heart is. So you want to visualize that circle with the green light going in as you take in a deep breath, that cylinder of light. going into that area and then releasing. And then next, you come to your throat chakra. Now, for those of you that are teachers or that do a lot of speaking on a regular basis in terms of your job, the throat chakra typically needs assistance. The throat chakra is also very important to strengthen with kids so that they learn to have their own voice. And it's right over the throat area. For a guy, it would be kind of where your Adam's apple is. For us girls, it would be the same area, just without the Adam's apple. And the color that resonates with it is blue. And it's like a baby blue, but a little bit deeper than that. Not as dark as royal blue, but in between baby blue and royal blue. And so we would take a deep breath in, visualizing a cylinder shape. Blue light going into the throat chakra. And then continuing up, you would find yourself at the third eye chakra, which is right by the forehead, above your eyes, right at the forehead, where a third eye would be if you had a literal third eye, but you definitely have an energetic one. And this is where intuition comes in. This is also where we do a lot of our connecting with our guides and with our angels. So this is an area that you definitely want to focus on if you want to enhance your spiritual connection in any way, shape, or form. And the color that coordinates with this chakra point is actually indigo or purple, which is my favorite color. So you want to take a deep breath in and then release the breath, visualizing an indigo or purple light going into the forehead. And finally, last but definitely not least, is the crown chakra. And the crown chakra is literally the top of your head or where you would wear a crown. And the color that coordinates with this chakra is white. Sometimes people say clear or translucent, but it's white or clear. And it's the connection closest to the divine. So you also want to strengthen the chakra point during your spiritual journey, particularly for meditation, connecting to the guides or angels. So you visualize a hole in the top of your head and then cylinder-shaped white light, or sometimes people like to visualize gold too, which correlates with the idea of a crown, but going into this energy point, which is your crown chakra. So we would take a deep breath in and then release the breath. And once you've gone through each of the chakra points, I wanted to go over them because sometimes people say, you know, you discussed these, but we don't know exactly where they are or how to know where they correlate with the body. So I wanted to go over that. If you already knew the information, thank you for bearing with me. But now, because you've done that, the points are actually opened and strengthened. And when you visualize the light going in, if you can remember, it's important to visualize it going clockwise, because clockwise is the direction that your chakra turns when it's balanced or healthy. I didn't actually mention that because I didn't want to complicate things, but even just visualizing the right color light going into each point will open them up and will definitely strengthen them. And by doing this, you've actually opened up your aura, and it can help you in so many different ways, particularly if you're having any kind of manifestation or ailment. It's important to do this because as you strengthen your energy, it has a ripple effect and strengthens your literal physical body. So once you've done this, I then like to call in the archangels, and I usually call on Raphael and Michael. Raphael is the angel of healing, and Michael is the angel of protection. And I usually ask them to step forward, and they have very loving, strong, angelic energy. And I ask them to then feel over the chakra point with just a little extra white light on each point to kind of hold in the visualized cylinder light that you've just visualized. So it's like putting your invisible cloak on to protect you for the day and keep you energetically strong. So again, you would start with the root, which was the first one we did, and ask Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael to seal it off with a little extra white light or gold light, whatever you prefer. And you would take a deep breath in again. And as you're taking that breath in, just try as much as you can to visualize angelic energy or loving energy right there with you, taking care or paying particular attention to that chakra point. And then once again, go up to the next one, which is the sacral chakra point. Ask for their energy to come in and seal it off for you. And then again, continuing up to the solar plexus, and then the heart chakra, the throat chakra, the third eye, and then the crown. And that's what I do at the beginning of the day to prepare me energetically to be strong, to also, so that I don't become too depleted from giving readings or from interactions with others. What's interesting is people think when you say, like, protecting or sealing off your chakras that you're closing them, but actually by doing that, you're strengthening your own energy, which then makes you more available and makes it easier to connect and help others. So it really is a manifestation of put the mask over yourself before helping others. And this is what this technique kind of will jumpstart for you. And I'm so used to doing it now that I can literally go through the whole thing in about 5 minutes, and I can feel the difference when I do it versus if I forget to do it each day. And so at the end of the day, you'd want to go through the same thing, but this time you would call in the archangels from the beginning, and you would ask them that as you take your breath out, release your breath, that any negative energy that's affected that particular chakra point you're on be released. And I also like to visualize as I'm breathing out the energy not only going out my mouth as I'm, you know, releasing the air, but going out the bottom of my feet. Because what happens is when we work on the chakras and we're trying to clean them up or release ourselves from energy that's not serving us, we forget to pinpoint an exit point. And although we release energy with the breath, we're kind of releasing it into the atmosphere or the universe, which then can kind of linger and may reattach to our chakra point. So it's important to visualize. I like to visualize actually little tiny holes in the heels of my feet and visualize any negative energy that's not serving. We release through my feet into the ground or into the floor, and then it's recycled like a planted seed into something that then becomes positive, but it's no longer held on to the physical body. So that is one practice that I do each day. And as I said, when at the end of the day, releasing energy, I call in both of the archangels right away, and I ask them to help me release any energy from the chakra points going through each one that's no longer serving me or that may be depleting me. So I hope that that's been helpful for you. So I wanted to share a really quick story. I had a friend who was quite ill recently, and she actually needed assistance transitioning, and I wasn't physically with her because it was impossible to actually be in the location. So I was awoken by my guide and was told, you know, it's time for her to transition, and I literally was able to visualize her on a bed, and I could see the areas of her body that were kind of in distress or, you know, that needed healing, and I folded my hands together, and I said a little prayer, and I asked that Archangel Raphael give me the knowledge or the intuition to know how to assist her, and I went through each chakra point asking that anything that's not for her highest good be released, and I visualized as I was doing that her being covered in a complete healing blanket of green. Because sometimes the healing process is not only about healing the physical body, but it's helping the spirit be released from the physical body if it's their time to transition. So it's amazing how energy can work for the good of someone no matter where you are. And it always, when you have the best intention and you put out there that you want something for your and the person's highest good, what needs to happen will happen. Either the physical body will improve or become healed, or the person will then transition when it's their time. And so as I went through each chakra point and I visualized the green light going, healing her body or giving her what she needed, it was literally about 20 minutes after that that I was notified that she had passed. So I felt very blessed that I was able to help do this. And although my heart was hurting because I missed and wanted her physical presence, I felt so honored to be able to assist in this next stage that her spirit was ready for. So when you say prayers for someone, even if you can't physically be there, I just thought it was important that you understand that you do have an effect, and it's that whatever you're sending out to the person does get where it needs to go. So this is just a small example of how powerful energy healing can be. And so I really wanted to spend one of the New Year's shows talking about how powerful energy is and how we can use energy to heal ourselves and to help others. But it's really important that we focus on self-care and maintaining our own chakra points, getting in a routine of doing that so that we can help others further. Because if we get too depleted, then we can't serve ourselves or others. And so tonight's readings, when we do this in a minute or two, I'd like you to call in with your psychic question, and I'll be more happy to do readings for you. But if you're having some kind of medical or energetic issue, don't hesitate to call. I'd love to address psychic questions and medical questions of that nature, if there is something going on in terms of that. If not, feel free to call in with your psychic questions as well. So I will let Mark give out the information to call, and then I look forward to connecting to everybody.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Excellent. Just want to let everybody know you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. This is Lattes of Heaven with Melissa Ebener. She is on every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you'd like to call in for a reading, you can call 646 416-966-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And our website, of course, is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Melissa, you ready for your first caller?
Sure.
This is Brittany. Brittany, you're on
Hello.
With Melissa.
Hi.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I heard you were on another show. So
oh, okay.
Do
you have a question?
Well, I was wondering, can you do like a mediumship one?
I'm sorry, I'm not actually doing mediumship readings tonight.
I have
another person. Okay. But please feel free to call in another night because I will be focusing on mediumship for several shows this year. So you'll get an opportunity for that as well. But do you have a psychic or a medical type question?
Yeah, actually, I'm kind of trying to figure what career path to go on, and I was thinking about going back to school for music, like for the music business, and I was wondering if that was a good move.
You said for music?
Yeah, the music industry.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Yes, I definitely see that you have great creative energy, which creativity actually comes from the sacral chakra that I had mentioned before, and yours is very strong. So music would definitely be a way to express that, and I feel as though you'll be very successful. Although, interestingly enough, it feels as though you may want to look into going into music as it relates to children, either in, like, with some kind of auditory therapy or some kind of music therapy, perhaps, with children's energy. Now, that doesn't mean that necessarily has to be your complete career focus, but in order to embrace music and also have different avenues to use it, I guess, in a little bit more of a practical way, that may be something you want to consider because your energy also vibrates very well with children energy, just because I feel that you're very full of energy, a pretty optimistic person. I just feel like your vibration would work well with them if you are interested in looking into that. And I see that you'll also be writing some of your own music and have great success with that. But I do feel as though it'll start off in some kind of healing form, that you'll be using music to help people and then kind of branch off into making your own music and getting into the industry that way. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah. Maybe not so much, well, like the children part, like I used to work at a daycare and I do get along really well with children. Just unfortunately, like, I don't know if I could ever be like a teacher, but I do love kids. So you're definitely right with that.
Well, I don't see necessarily in a teaching role, but I do see his music being a big part of how you'll be helping children, and then that will off into a really good career in music.
Awesome.
Yeah, so thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
I really feel you're going to have great success. Definitely keep expressing that creativity and embracing music because it's a huge part of your path, not just for yourself, but to help others too.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hey, Nicole, you're on with Melissa.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for calling.
My question is about, there's one particular person in my life that I have trouble, well, not the only one, but one in particular, that I have trouble standing in my power with. And when they're around, I just am really affected by what I think are their mood swings. And
okay.
I'm trying to figure out what to do.
You mean when they're around you, they have an effect on your moods or the other way around?
I'm very sensitive to them, and so I
think
by their nonverbal cues.
Okay. Well, that actually is a problem that's arising because you're not strengthening your chakra points enough. Because you really have to strengthen your own energy in order to not allow someone else's energy to kind of overpower you or affect you too much. You'd really want to work on the solar plexus chakra point, which is the one at the stomach area, because that's where you take in energy as well as give it off. You can protect it, actually, by just simply covering your hands. Putting your hands over your stomach area will prevent you from taking on someone else's energy. And also there's a stone called a sunstone that's yellow that's very good to help strengthen and remind you to focus on the solar plexus, particularly if you spent time with that person. Also, just wearing amethyst around your neck like every day or when you know you're going to encounter someone like that, amethyst helps protect and strengthen your own energy, and it still allows you to become close to them, but it doesn't allow you to have, you know, energetic or physical manifestations that are negative from their energy. So I would definitely recommend getting a nice piece of amethyst and trying to wear it. You do want to cleanse it before you wear it, which you would do by either putting it in direct sunlight for 3 hours or burning white sage around it. But that will help you strengthen your own energy and not take on so much of another person.
Okay.
And doing the brief exercises that I mentioned in the beginning of the show will definitely help to not be as, I mean, it's great that you're empathic and you pick up on other people, but you don't want it to negatively affect yourself. So it's important to really strengthen and give care to your own energy points by just doing that, the simple exercise I mentioned in the beginning of the show. And I actually think by you putting those into practice, it will strengthen your relationship with the person in a positive way because you won't be taking on the more negative, and it'll help you to focus on the more positive and strengthen the relationship. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah, it does. That would be helpful for me.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Hey, Melissa, can you get Robin to look into my trip to Florida and my new job opportunity in Orlando on how that's going to look?
Okay, hold on 1 second. I feel really good energy around this. Robin is saying it literally is going to be a new chapter, like a fresh start completely. I feel as though it's going to give you opportunities to grow spiritually as well as financially in your line of work. But what's great is Robin's saying there's a really good schedule or time flexibility which will allow you to focus your energy in more than one place, be equally, which I know can be difficult sometimes for all of us. So that's a really good thing. And I see you staying in this job for quite a long time, but at the same time, really blossoming with some of your other projects. So till you get to the point that you can make decisions of exactly what you want to be doing and where your energy is going to focus. I see you also moving into a beautiful location, and it doesn't feel like a house to me, but it feels like a pretty large size. So I don't know if it's a condo or apartment, but very, very kind of spacious. And the thing that stands out the most is there's lots of windows or lots of light comes in. So when you're looking for places to actually live, just really be aware of the light that's coming in, because that's just one of the things coming in very strongly. And I see this as like a great new chapter for the new year.
Oh, thank you, and thank you to Robin.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, we're all set with callers for now, so you can continue with the great lecturing. Thank you.
Okay. That's awesome, because it gives me some more time to tell you a little bit more about some of the things I wanted to talk about on tonight's show. And another thing I wanted to address is, you know, as parents or as teachers, sometimes we forget the importance of focusing on children's energy field as well as their physical and mental health. And so it's really important at a young age to familiarize children with the chakra points and how important they are for overall health, and particularly the third eye, because you want to keep their intuition and strengthen their intuition. And help them feel connected and safe discussing these things from an early age, because then it will just kind of set the tone for the rest of their journey. And with children, I found more and more working as a counselor and also as a reader, there's a lot of children that are coming about with stomach issues, and I think that that's because they're unaware of the solar plexus and how powerful it is. And children literally are like little beams of sun, so their solar plexus needs care early on, and that's why a lot of children are also developing food sensitivities, because the solar plexus is becoming more sensitive, and so they're becoming more sensitive to things that they're taking into their bodies. That's why food allergies for children is on the uprise. Food intolerances for children is on the uprise, and just overall allergy issues is on the uprise for kids. One of the things that you can do with a child is to tell them that the area of their stomach is very powerful, and they need to treat it with care by imagining sunlight going directly into it. And also, it certainly doesn't hurt to give your child, be it a boy or a girl, a sunstone, which helps strengthen the stomach area. And what's great is, because the solar plexus is the strongest energy point, once you strengthen that and the solar plexus is at its maximum or highest potential for strength, the benefit of doing that spills over into the other chakras. So even if there's an issue with the heart chakra or an issue with the root chakra, if you give the solar plexus extra attention, it will have a ripple effect and serve you energetically where you also may need some attention. And a lot of people don't know that, because they think of the heart chakra being the most important or the one that needs the healing the most, for those of us that have been on the earth for some time, because most of us have suffered heartache of some form of another. But actually, the heart chakra is very resilient, because it does house such a vital organ in the body. It definitely needs healing and care, and you need to give focus on the heart chakra if there's an issue with depression, if there's an issue with anxiety, if there's been some kind of great loss either recently or that you really haven't, you've had a hard time dealing with or kind of working through the emotions, you'd want to focus on the heart chakra. But if that's a little too difficult, you can always work at the solar plexus, and by doing that, it will have the ripple effect and help the heart chakra. And children, naturally, their heart chakra tends to be very open, just because, you know, they've recently been on that higher plane where it's all about love and light. So they're still pretty open in the heart area. So the solar plexus is really important so that they don't become depleted, or they understand if they're having sensitivities to different things that are going on in their life. And I don't think there's been enough discussion about the significance of that energy point and particularly how it impacts our children. One of the really fun activities that I love to do with children is actually, and this would be a child 7 years or younger, is actually have them draw a flower, like a sunflower, then in the circle of the flower have them put their face and have them sort of talk as the flower and really have them embrace the solar plex and embrace that sunlight energy, because just in asking that out and sort of personalizing it, it's amazing as someone who can see the aura and the chakra points. It's amazing the difference that I can see in a child's energy after they've done something like that. So that's one simple activity that can really help. If a child is having issues with friends at school or issues with nightmares, this is also a good way to help them feel empowered, because, again, strengthening that point will help with the nightmares, will help with the overall connections with other kids. So I definitely wanted to share that with you. And even if a child, let's say they've suffered a really big loss recently, a loss of a parent, a loss of a pet, a loss of a good friend, it's really important to encourage them to actually wear yellow. It's really important to give them yellow stones, because that will help them have strength to deal with what needs to be worked through in the heart chakra. And if you've listened to the show for several weeks now, you'll see that I tend to focus quite a bit of time on children, because I don't feel that they get enough attention in the world of spirituality and in the world of particularly energy healing, which is really kind of sad if you think about it, because they are the most able to perceive energy. They are the most impressionable, and you can really see dramatic differences with kids when you work with them energetically. And I've given examples of smaller children, but I've seen kids as old as 18, and I use the word kids because in my book, as both a reader, a therapist, and someone that's been here on the planet for a while, 18 is still a child. I kind of mark the child marker off at 25. Before 25, just from my different experiences, I think we're still figuring out who we are, and adolescence is becoming a bigger time gap because of delays in school and the way that we're kind of progressing now. But that is my take. Yes, yes.
Do you want to take another caller?
Sure, sure.
Okay, me too. You're on with Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi. Good, thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. I was wanting to ask a question.
Okay.
Wondering, since like the year has just started, I was just wondering if you saw any changes coming up for me.
Changes? Okay, hold on one second. Actually, I do see quite a bit of changes. The good news is I don't see them all coming at once, so it is going to be a process. But I see changes in terms of your literal location of where you're living. And also some changes either in work or the course of your work. I don't see you losing a job, but I do see changes in terms of the direction that you're going to be taking. And I feel as though it's really going to start manifesting in February. I actually did a show last week, and I kept picking up that February was significant for someone else. I'm not exactly sure why, but I feel as though February is going to have very powerful energy in general, and so if there are changes that need to occur or that are happening for our highest good, I do think they're going to start to roll in general in February, mm-hmm. and I definitely feel this for you as well. My guide, Robin, is telling me that it probably you won't start to see it until probably the second week of February. And usually mm-hmm. when I get a time frame, there's maybe a week, 2 to 3 week window, but that is the time frame she's giving me. And I see it's almost like a ripple effect, like once the changes take place in this one little area of your life, it's going to open doors or start the process for other changes. And also okay. I'm picking up that there's going to be a change in terms of a significant relationship. Going to be very positive. And mm-hmm. The way that my guide's putting it is there's going to be a feeling of almost coming home, even though, or like feeling very satisfied in different areas of your life, particularly in like the intimacy area, a mm-hmm. feeling of like coming home. And that's just because it's going to be familiar. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's with someone you're currently with, but there's just going to be this incredible connection that's going to strengthen. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And once that starts to fall into place, I do see changes with your actual living space. Very positive, mm-hmm. but a change of location and also the direction of your work, too. But I don't see
awesome.
There being any real lack, so it's not
mm-hmm.
like a loss of a job or feeling, you know, like having
right.
to be a scary time. It's going to be
right.
really big blessing.
Right. Well, I'd be very thankful for that. I'm actually searching for a new job, so I was hoping, you know, something would come along. So that's good to hear. I'm very thankful for that.
Yes. February is going to be a big month, so really take this time in January to work on the chakras, to strengthen your energy, and prepare you for the positive changes that are coming.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Melissa. I really appreciate
it. You're welcome. Take care.
Thanks. But good night.
Okay. Back to you.
Well, I really love connecting with each of you, and it's actually a really good example of how energy works. Because obviously I'm not literally in front of the person I'm reading for, but as I connect to their energy, I first ask that their guide help them open their chakras a little bit. This is when I'm working psychically, but ask their guides to open the chakras a little bit, and then I just extend my solar plexus and my third eye chakra out to meet theirs, not to take any energy, but just meet them where they are. And that's part of how I get the information when I'm working psychically. That's why I also call on Robin, because if the person is uncomfortable or maybe doesn't meet me energetically at the point, then I ask Robin to get the information from their guide. Because obviously if they're calling in, they're giving permission for me to have the information. And that's something that's also really important. When you're doing any kind of energetic work, even if you're saying prayers for someone, it's really important that you ask that it's okay that you do this. And you'll hear in your head from your higher self, sometimes the higher self of the person, if it's okay. Often people will see literal green, which means like a green light, go ahead, or red, which means stop. They don't want that. But you always need to ask for permission. Even with doing the activities with children, it's very important that you talk to them about that it's okay to say no and ask for their permission. That also helps instill the empowerment for kids, and helping them recognize energy is very powerful, and we need to be respectful of that at all times. So even with doing these readings here on the air, I'm asking permission before I do that. But there is sort of a green light when they're calling in as well. But that's just very important. So you need to give yourself time to kind of say yes to the process. So it's like doing what we did in the beginning of the show. If you found it difficult to visualize the chakra points, be patient with yourself. It does not have to happen overnight. you can listen to this over and over until you have the colors and the different points memorized. It's all a process. There's no wrong or right, but it's very important to ask permission. And you have to get permission from your own higher self or from your own essence to allow you to grow spiritually too. So that might be why it's not happening as quickly as you want, because maybe you haven't asked really internally your spirit if this is okay with you. And once you're open to it or the time is right, you'll see things will start to happen faster. So I think that's another point that sometimes teachers forget to let people know about, that sometimes our own higher self or our guide can block us a little bit because of things that have happened in past life. And you can work through that by seeing someone like myself or getting a past life reading or even just asking permission from your guide to strengthen your chakras. And really acknowledging them will help you spiritually to get the okay to continue on your path and have it happen as fast or slowly as what works for you. I hope the show has been useful for you. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you listen to it again if this is the first time you're hearing about the chakra point. I really think it's important for 2014 to take extra care with ourselves energetically. That's why I wanted to spend the show on this and just acknowledging and respecting the power of energy and energy healing and kind of how it works. Definitely take it slow and just implementing this simple practice. You'll be amazed at the things that you'll journal or the things that you'll feel after doing it several times. And pretty soon it'll become regular, like brushing your teeth every day. So I really hope that you take the time to implement it for this new year, because it's going to set the tone for your spiritual journey. And I love all of you. Please continue to follow me on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter so I can continue to serve and give the free readings to followers. And until next week, take care of yourself, and thank you for listening.
Good night, Melissa.
Good night.
All right, everybody. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. This is Lattes of Heaven, and Listener is on every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you missed any part of the show, you can get it on the replays in the archives by going to our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Good night, everybody.